USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That rule would affect about 80 million Americans and would be enacted through the Department of Labor. Biden also announced that the federal government would work to increase supplies of testing materials and provide more federal support to schools to operate safely. And for the first time since U.S. forces left Afghanistan, a commercial flight carrying foreigners departed from Kabul's airport. The State Department says that 10 U.S. citizens and 11 green card holders were among the estimated 200 foreigners aboard the Qatar Airways flight to Doha on Thursday. A Qatari envoy said another 200 passengers are expected to depart the country on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate on Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says that the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendix, appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they say, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably has superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason. He says he has the authority and power.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More questions are being asked following the release of a cache of leaked documents that appears to contradict the public statements that White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci made about the National Institutes of Health funding research at the Wuhan lab. Lance Pry has more.
The Intercept Online publication through the Freedom of Information Act has obtained 900-plus documents indicating Dr. Fauci has been deceitful to the American people about COVID-19. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul and Fauci on May 11th.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying
naturally
things that are not correct.
New York Times science journalist Nicholas Wade says Fauci was dead wrong and gain-of-function was taking place at the Wuhan lab.
Yes, it certainly does. They were taking viruses related to the SARS family of viruses, and they were sticking into them the spike protein genes from other viruses, and they were getting them to infect humanized mice, as it's called, and showing that the new viruses they had created were more potent than the viruses they came from. That is the standing definition of gain of function.
And astronauts aboard the International Space Station were awakened by smoke alarms early Thursday morning. Russia's space agency says the alarm sounded in their section of the space station, with astronauts reporting smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. The crew was able to activate air filters to clear the capsule of the smoke. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.